Welcome to another episode of Searching the Obvious, a podcast by Dixiel Rodriguez. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? Psalms 139:7. Dr. Rodriguez focuses on how the Holy Spirit is ever active in our surroundings and in our lives, urging us to serve others. Her personal stories challenge the listener to be mindful of the Christian walk, recognizing our own fallibilities. This episode is entitled, Soft Sand.
There's a photograph near the library at the university. The photograph simply shows two outstretched hands ready to make contact, as if someone were falling and stretched out their hand for help and were about to get caught by another individual. I have purposely never read the caption. Often, what is not said makes the point. I remember, a while back, sitting on a sandy beach under a palm tree observing people. In front of me walked a father and son, treading the line on the sand where the waves just tickle your toes, reminding you that there is a great ocean out there. The little boy, maybe about 5 years old, walks slowly, looking at the waves, stooping down, waiting for the waves to reach him, laughing when he tried to catch the water that escaped his hands. Just as they walked in front of me, the little boy fell, while watching the water come and go, a misstep. The father, in calm and slow movements, helped the crying boy back to his feet. He placed an arm around the son and said, "Don't worry, I'm right here." The father explained why the boy fell. "Look, the sand here just soaked up the water from the waves, so it became softer, and that made it easier to lose your footing." "We've all stepped on soft sand, buddy. It may happen again, so be careful where you walk." Then, as if to extend a precious detail to this child's learning experience, the father stood up, extended his hand. "Hold on to me. I won't let you fall," he said. I remember wondering, "God, is that what you do with me? What if I cannot see you, God? Who do you send to help me up?" As I crouch in the corner of the room, I realize the luxury that is light. Here we are, 50 students, one professor, and a campus police officer, hiding in the west side of the library, dark rooms designated for heavy protection. First thing on today's teaching agenda, a shooter drill. The alarm is very loud around the university. Across the room from me are two young women. One is crying. I can see their silhouette. I crawl towards them and hear one of them say, "Just breathe." Apparently, one of my students is having a panic attack. The police officer approaches, but he is late. Amid the dark, voices of whispering, anonymous students bring some semblance of order in chaos, helping their classmate. "Hey, try to focus on something. Can you see on the right the window? There's a picture of the hands." An anonymous voice cuts through the dark in a small whisper. "Yeah, good idea. Focus on that religious picture." And yet another voice joins in. "No, it's not religious. It's motivational. It's like climbers helping one another to the top of the mountain. Or Jesus reaching out to us." The voice of the panicked students surfaces. "If it is Jesus, where are the scars? You know, the cross thing?" Silence. "Maybe he sent someone to help catch someone," says the police officer, gaining agreement from all. As the quiet conversation continues, the panicked students' breathing slows down, and I remember soft sand. A child has fallen, and in my mind's eye, I see the Father's outstretched hands surrounding us at this very moment.
Searching the Obvious is written and narrated by Dixiel Rodriguez. We invite you to subscribe to her podcast along with all of our other podcasts by going to araudio.org. That's araudio.org.